Our scripture this week is a continuation from last week's scripture where Jesus tells Peter that he is the rock on which he will build his church. Then the next thing Jesus does is tell them that he must go into Jerusalem and suffer and die. I wish the writers of the lectionary would have kept those scriptures together because it really helps to see all of that conversation together. But they didn't. And they haven't called to ask me to be on the new lectionary team. So we go with what they have given us for today. So Jesus tells the disciples what's going to happen, and Peter doesn't like it. He says, "Wait a minute, Jesus, we don't have to go into Jerusalem. We can detour around the city. They'll never know we were here, and you can go on and do your work." Jesus reacts to Peter rather harshly, in my opinion, saying, "Get behind me, Satan. You're being a stumbling block to me." That seems like a quick turnaround. One minute Jesus is building his church on Peter, and the next Peter's Satan. To me, that's a quick change of mind. I really have to put myself in Jesus's sandals, so to speak. He's about to enter into the most difficult week of his life. He's about to ride into Jerusalem, where he will be arrested, beaten, betrayed by one of his own, and ultimately killed, and killed in one of the most humiliating ways possible for a person in that time period. Perhaps his emotions are on the very surface. We know from the prayer that he prays in a few days that he's not excited about the events. If there's any way for them to pass by. If I'm honest with myself, it helps me to know that Jesus might have been just a little bit emotional about all of this. I mean, it really helps me with his humanity. Jesus didn't want this to happen, but he knew it had to happen in order for God's plan to be fulfilled. He knew it was the reason he was sent to earth, so that we could have this personal connection with divinity and God could have this personal connection with humanity. I find it interesting that Jesus tells them all that there's another part to the plan, resurrection. But I'm not sure that anyone heard that. Peter reacted to the suffering and being killed. None of them really respond to that part about resurrection. Perhaps that's just not as easy to relate to. But when Jesus continues to tell them that they have a role to play, that we have a role to play, we're to take up our cross and follow, that's a little bit hard to hear. Sometimes I think we, who've seen the whole picture, sometimes we even forget about that resurrection part. Sometimes we think that being a Christian means that we have to suffer and we might even have to die in order to follow Jesus. But Jesus also says that there's resurrection after the death. Jesus tells us that he came to give us life and that he gave it abundantly. And I think that we are to take up our cross. And sometimes that means that cross is going to be heavy. And sometimes that cross is going to be difficult to drag. And yes, sometimes it means there will be suffering and even death. But it also means there's resurrection. Jesus then tells them that if they hold on to their lives too tightly, if they hold on, then they're going to lose it. But if they lose their life for Christ, then they have true life. I heard someone say once that the fear of death always turns into the fear of life. Is that what Jesus was telling us? If we live so afraid of death, so afraid of the real world, then we can't really live. It's only when we trust God with our lives that we can really live. I'm reminded by this verse of one of my favorite books. And I love the movie that was created based on the book. The book was called The Prayer of Owen Meany, and the movie was called Simon Birch. In both the book and the movie, Simon is a boy whose body doesn't grow. He ends up being a little person. And all through the story, there are people who see Simon as a problem, a child that can't do what the other kids can do. He wants to do the other things. He wants to play baseball, and he wants to swim, and he wants to help out at camp, and he does everything he can to participate in those things. But most people look at Simon and think he doesn't have really much to offer. Simon, however, believes that God has a plan for his life, that God has a purpose. He says it all the time, God has a purpose for me. He even tries to tell the preacher at his church one day that God has a purpose for him, and the preacher almost just laughs at him. I won't tell you the whole story, but God does use Simon in a very amazing way. I think that's the attitude that Jesus was trying to get across to the disciples that day and to us today. That God has a purpose for each one of us. Sometimes we get so caught up in what we want out of life or all the things that this world has to offer us that we forget the real reason we're here. Not to get everything that we want, not for all of our dreams to come true, but to further the kingdom of God, to love one another, to grow in our relationship to Christ, to introduce Christ to others, to continue God's work here on earth. That's why we're here. And I know that many people have felt like over the last several months that we've been suffering beyond what we should have to deal with. I've heard pastors and other Christians say that God is punishing us and trying to make us pay for our sins. And most of you know that I don't believe that. I think there is suffering that happens in our world that is Christian suffering. Times when Christians suffer because of what they believe or because of the work that they try to do. But then there's suffering in this world that is suffering because God set the world in motion and man has made decisions and done things in our world that causes us to be where we are today. We've done things to this world and there will be consequences for those actions, and viruses are part of those. Not something God created and decided on January 1 of 2020 that COVID-19 is going to strike the world. No. Our world is going to get through this pandemic. And I'm sorry to say, there'll be another virus that will hit at another time. Maybe just as bad, maybe not. But we must remember that we're here for a purpose. And we need to keep our eyes open to know just exactly what our job is today. What person do we need to touch today? What difference do we need to make today? And when we're willing to be open to being used by God, then we have that promise of abundant life and that promise of a resurrection. May you see the ways in your life where God can use you. And may your life be lived abundantly. Amen and amen.